We are going to continue our discussion of some of the halachos of Shabbos. We got finished with our series on Neros Shabbos that led us into Neros Chanukah. Now we're going to continue with some of the positive commandments associated with Shabbos. First and foremost, the mitzvah de'oraisa, the biblical commandment of Kiddush. So the Gemara Amsachim Daf Kuf Vav Amad Aleph teaches us in source number one, Tanu Rabbanan Zachoris HaMashavos LeKadsha. There's a pasuk in Parshas Yisro in the Aseres Hadibros that tells us that we're supposed to commemorate, remember, recall, hard to exactly translate the word Zachor. We're supposed to say something about Shabbos, LeKadsha. Also hard to translate exactly how that word fits into the pasuk, but the commemoration has, or the articulation, has something to do with Kedusha. The Gemara then goes back and forth in terms of how to, whether the pasuk refers to the Kiddush during the day or the Kiddush at night. It ends up concluding that the pasuk is referring to the Kiddush at night. So if you skip to the third line, it says, Hachikah Amar, this is what the Braisa means to say. Zachar Samashabas Tekadsho, what do we derive from there? Zochrehu al Hayayin Bechnisasa. So we commemorate the day with wine at its onset. Eliela Balaila, so that only teaches us that we make Kiddush at night. Vayominayin, how do we know that we make Kiddush during the day? Talmud Omar Zachar es Yom Hashabas. So we seem to extrapolate from the word Yom HaShabbos that there's also a Kiddush during the daytime. For the next 2 weeks, we're going to divide our discussion into the halachos of Friday night Kiddush and the halachos of the Shabbos day Kiddush. But for tonight, I want to focus more on the mitzvah itself, the mitzvah to say Kiddush on Shabbos. What is it all about? What is the nature of this mitzvah? What's the mechayiv of the mitzvah? What's the purpose of this mitzvah? So the truth is that this sugya really is a very clean kind of sugya. It relates really to the source of the commandment. Where do you get the, what is the source of HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling us to say Kiddush on Shabbos? Whatever that source is going to be, is going to reflect on what the nature of the mitzvah is. So if you take a look at source number two in the Mechilta derives from the pasuk Lekadsho and comments on that we're supposed to sanctify the Shabbos, Lekadsho Bivrach. We're supposed to say a bracha in order to sanctify the Shabbos. Mikan amru mikachin al hayayin bechnisasa. So this is where Chazal got that we say Kiddush on a cup of wine at the onset of Shabbos. And the Ramban, in source number three, commenting on the pasuk in Parshas Yisro. So the Ramban has a famous passage here. It's a very key passage of the Ramban. Let's read it inside. Aval rabosinu od bo medrash mimilas lekadsho. The Ramban says that Chazal have an additional interpretation of the word Lekadsha. And what does it mean? Chenikadshehu bezikaron. That we should sanctify the Shabbos with some type of mentioning, some type of articulation. And then pay careful attention to the Ramban's comparison, because that really says it all. Ke'inyin v'kidashtem es shnas ha-chamishim shana. What is that pasuk talking about in Parshas Bahar? Sanctifying what? The Yovel. Sanctifying the 50th year of the agricultural cycle. Shehutaun kiddush bezdin. That year requires the sanctification on the part of the bezdin that represents, that embodies all of Klal Yisrael. Lomar biyovel mekudash mekudash. So bezdin would proclaim at the beginning of the 50th year that this year is mekudash. They would sanctify the year. So too says the Ramban, we're supposed to sanctify the Shabbos. So what comes out from the Ramban, what emerges from this passage, is that kiddush is kishmo kein hu for the Ramban. It's exactly as it sounds. It's its literal meaning. We are supposed to infuse or invest the day with sanctity. Now you might ask, why do we have to sanctify Shabbos? Shabbos is what the Gemara calls kidsha v'kaima. It's already kadosh. It already has its sanctity that derives from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Hashem created the Shabbos. He sanctified the seventh day as a day of rest. Kivo shavas mikol malachto. What does it mean for us to sanctify it? So Rav Soloveitchik, I quoted this actually at the Deep Dive series. Rav Soloveitchik was famous for noting that the concept of Kedusha always stems from man. Man always invests Kedusha in an object. And one of his main proofs is our topic, that even when you have something that's kadosh from above, nonetheless, man must add Kedusha to it. And there's also another example that's often given. Anybody know the other example? And halachos of korbanos? Kodshim? Anybody? No? Scott, Toby? No? Okay, the bechor. So the bechor is a firstborn animal. which the Gemara in Nedarim says is kadosh in and of itself. When it comes out of the womb, that animal is sanctified. But nonetheless, we also have to sanctify it. We have to say that this animal is kadosh despite the fact that it originated in a state of kedusha. So those two dinim are parallel. And what the Ramban and later of Soloveitchik is elaborating on is the idea that even though something could be kadosh intrinsically, nonetheless we have to mirror and mimic that kedusha by proclaiming kedusha ourselves. So that's why the Ramban compares Kiddush to the year of Yovel. And he goes on to say that this is why we do it at the beginning of the day. Skip after the ellipses on the third line. So the Gemara in Brachos tells us that both men and women are biblically obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. We know that kol sheyashno bishmira, yashno bizechira. Since both men and women are obligated to keep the prohibitions of Shabbos, we're all prohibited from doing certain malacha. So too, we're also obligated in the positive commandments of Shabbos, like Kiddush. Vizeh al kiddush halayla, says the Ramban, that whenever the Gemara is talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush, it's talking about the Kiddush at night. That's the mitzvah deoraisa. Why dafka at night? Why did Chazal interpret that the mitzvah of Kiddush is at the onset of Shabbos? Lefi shakol hatu'unim kiddush miskadshim bechnisosan pa'am achas. Anything that needs to attain a level of sanctity, so you want to invest that sanctity at its onset. Because what you want to do is characterize, just as we want to characterize the entire Yovel year as Kadosh, so too we want to characterize the entire Shabbos as Kadosh. So that's why in the Drasha itself, Chazal said, Zochreyu alayayin b'chnisasa. They added that word that at the entrance of Shabbos, that's when the mitzvah is. Because that's linked to the nature of the mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is to sanctify the day in its entirety. So therefore, we add the word bechnisaso. So says the Ramban as well. And he adds, kigon kiddush ha-chodesh v'kiddush ha-yovel. The same way that we sanctify the months or we sanctify the 50th year, so too we sanctify the Shabbos. Ad kan, up until here, approach one. So approach one emphasizes the word likadsho in the pasuk of Zachar Esvom HaShabbos likadsho. And the way that it would interpret that pasuk, just going back to the source for the mitzvah, is Zachor is the maisa, right? It's what we do. So, but the mechayiv of the mitzvah, what we're trying to accomplish is lekadsho. So we use words in order to sanctify the Shabbos. But the real purpose of the Kiddush is lekadsho. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam espouses a little bit of a different approach to the mitzvah. Take a look at source number 4, the Rambam in the opening halacha of Perek Chav Tes, where he discusses the halachos of Kiddush. Mitzvah saseh min haTorah, lekadish es yom haShabbos bidvarim. Says the Rambam that we're obligated to sanctify the Shabbos with words. Shneimar zachar tzom haShabbos lekadsho. Klomar, how does the Rambam interpret this pasuk? He does a little bit of darshaning for us. Zochrehu zechiras shevach v'kiddush. We should articulate on Shabbos an articulation of praise and sanctification. You have to do this both at the beginning and at the end. According to the Rambam, both Kiddush and Havdalah are derived from this pasuk of Zachar Esvom HaShabbos Lekadsho. Kiddush and Havdalah are like twins. They are bookends that are both included in this mitzvah. Now, what exactly is the mitzvah according to the Rambam? So let's read very carefully. Klomar, Zochrehu Zechiras Shevach V'Kiddush. So according to the Rambam, what we're supposed to do, what the Torah is telling us to do, is make a particular type of articulation. Likadsho, as opposed to for the Ramban, that Likadsho is the purpose of the mitzvah. We do the articulation in order to sanctify the day. For the Rambam, Likadsho is a description of Zachor. It's a description of the type of Zechira, the type of mentioning or utterance that you're making on the day. So you should say words of Kiddush. Say words that distinguish the day of Shabbos. Zochreyu Zechira Shavach V'Kiddush. Take a look at source number 5. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, he says it even a little bit more clearly. The Amitzvah Kufnun Hey 155. He should tivanu lekadesh es haShabbos. We have to sanctify the day. Vilomar devarim bechnisaso uviyitziaso. So we're going to do it both at the beginning and at the end. Niz korbam godel hayom hazeh. With those words, we're going to mention the greatness of the day, uma alaso, its special level, vehevdelo mishar hayamim, its distinction from other days, hakod mimimenu, v'abo ma'acharav, those days that precede it, and those days that come after it. V'hu amro yisal ezocher som ha-shabbos l'kadsho, klomar, again the Rambam says, what does the pasuk mean to say? Zochrehu zecher kedusha v'hagdala. L'kadsho, kedusha v'hagdala, sanctity and greatness, that's a description of the words that we're using to distinguish the Shabbos. So whereas for the Ramban, the purpose of Kiddush is to invest sanctity in the day, for the Rambam, the purpose of Kiddush is to remark on the greatness of the day, on its distinction. It's not so much to actually sanctify it, where for the Rambam, we might not compare Kiddush on Shabbos to Kiddush of Yovel. For the Ramban did that himself. For the Rambam, we might not do that. Because the purpose of Kiddush on Yovel is not to call out, it's not to highlight its distinction from other years. But for the Rambam, that's exactly the purpose of the Kiddush. That's what the word L'kadsho means. Everybody with me on those two different approaches? Okay. So from these two different approaches of the Ramban and the Rambam, there are a number of ramifications that emerge. Number one, would we include Havdalah in the mitzvah of Zachor Esom HaShabbos L'kadsho? The Rambam said explicitly that we do. Why? Because for the Rambam, the whole purpose of Kiddush is to bracket off Shabbos from the rest of the week, from the days that follow it and from the days that precede it. So how do you bracket something off? You can't do it just with one bookend. You got to have two bookends. You got to have at the beginning and at the end. So that's why both Kiddush and Havdalah for the Rambam are part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. For the Ramban, all that we need is an act at the beginning that invests the year of Yovel, or the day of Shabbos, with sanctity. You don't invest something with sanctity retroactively, you do it prospectively. So that's why, for the Ramban, only Kiddush is included in the mitzvah d'oraisa. Yeah?
The Ramban just seems not to be in line with the Gemara. The Gemara clearly says that the drasha of the kacho is misaso. And the Ramban, where is the Ramban getting Havdalah? I understand that conceptually you're saying the way that it's cracking fine, but he's around us a little bit more. Where is that coming from?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's not clear if the Rambam has a separate source for the mitzvah of Havdalah. I think the way that he would read the Gemara is to say that Bechnisaso in Achinami refers to Kiddush. But by very virtue of the fact that we have this type of mitzvah, it must be the case that it comes along with a twin. But I hear you. It's not explicit in the Gemara. We're gonna do Havdalah after Kiddush. There are other possible mikoros for the mitzvah of Havdalah. Even if you think that the mitzvah is de'oraisa, it might not come from this pasuk. It might come from Ula Havdil bein Hakodesh uvein Hachol bein Hatomei uvein Hatohor pasuk in Parsha Shmini. It's not necessarily so clear. But for the Rambam, that's the best we have. Yeah. Okay. So Havdalah would be one practical consequence or difference between the approaches of the Rambam and the Ramban. Here's another interesting one. Take a look at sources 6 and 7. So the Rambam says that Kishim shemekadshin b'leile Shabbos umavdilin b'motzai Shabbos, kach mekadshin b'leile yamim tovim umavdilin b'motzai ehen. Just as we make Kiddush and we make Havdalah on Shabbos, so too we do so on Yom Tov, says the Rambam. However, others disagree. If you look at the Magen Mishnah, he says, V'da she'in kiddush yom tov dvar Torah. The Magen Mishnah says that Kiddush on Yontif is not a biblical commandment, rather it's only of rabbinic origin. It's definitely not what the Rambam sounds like. The Rambam says, Kishin, just as we make Kiddush on Shabbos, so too we make Kiddush on Yontif. He's not distinguishing in the level and stature of the mitzvah. So it seems that for the Rambam, the mitzvah on Yontif is the Oraisa, whereas for the Magen Mishnah, it's only Midrabanan. Now back to Ari's point, there's no pasuk that says that we make Kiddush on Yontif. It says, Zachar Tzom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. So where do we get that for Yontif, we would also make Kiddush? So it's a larger discussion, and especially, it probably comes from a link between Yom Tov and Shabbos, and the Rambam spells this out later in Perek Chavtes, that Shabbos is included in Parshas HaMoados, right? In Vayikra Chav Gimel, in Parshas Emor, so the Torah first spells out Shabbos, and then it goes to Pesach, Shavuos, HaOmer, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, right? So first it spells out Shabbos. As as if to say that the Moadim include Shabbos. So if Shabbos is grouped together with the Moadim, then perhaps we could also extrapolate that if there's a mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos, it might also apply to Yontif. Now, we know that not everything that applies to Shabbos also applies to Yontif. How do we decide to apply Kiddush? So for the Rambam, this would make sense, because what we're trying to do is, again, highlight and accentuate the distinction of the day. There's a Kiddushas Hayom. There's a sanctity of this day, of Shabbos and Yontif. Our obligation is not just to experience that passively, but rather to do an action that makes it clear that this day is different from other days. That applies not only to Shabbos for the Rambam, but also to Yontif, according to the Rambam. However, according to the Ramban, so we could argue that perhaps he would draw the line at Shabbos. Why would we distinguish between Shabbos and Yontif for the Ramban? Yeah?
Yeah, because Shabbos, we were saying that it intrinsically is kadosh, but we need to almost like add something, so we go out of our way. Yontif, if we were doing that, we're creating Yontif to begin with. Without
exactly.
That, there is no Yontif.
Beautiful, exactly. So, and Rav Schechter, Rav Schechter suggests this himself also. So, Baruch Shalom Givanta Ari, if you take a look in source number 8, Rav Schechter's sefer called Ginas Egos, in Simin Dalet there, he has a beautiful piece on the mitzvah of Kiddush. And one of the points that he makes there in the right-hand column is exactly as Ari just said. Umay high time a shapir move on, my time a sphere le harav amagid, shadavka kiddush al Shabbos havadah raisa. In light of what he explained earlier, and he'll repeat now, we can explain why, according to the Magen Mishneh, Kiddush an Yontif is only of rabbinic origin. Di'ilu b'yom tov, ein sorech l'kiddush dvarim. An Yontif, we don't need to have words that sanctify the day. B'chdei lif'ol shetihiya kiddushas ha'yom tov chala mikoach Yisrael. In order to, implement the kedusha that stems from Klal Yisrael, from us, from man. Why? Shaharei kol iker kiddushas ha'yom tov, harei nikba'a mikoach tikun haluach. What do we say on Yom Tov? We don't say mikadesh ha-yontif or mikadesh chagamatzos. We say mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. The Gemara in Beitza points out that the reason why we say mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim is because Klal Yisrael sanctifies the months, which in turn sanctify the Yom Tov. So the Yom Tov sanctity is coming from us. We don't need Kiddush in order to do that. Says Rav Schechter, that would explain from the Ramban's vantage point why Kiddush on Yom Tov might be derabbanan. I want to point out, the Ramban never said so. The Magen Mishneh said so. Rav Schechter is kind of tying the two points together and saying that we could use the Ramban's approach in order to explain the Magen Mishneh's position. Yeah, Ita.
So obviously we sanctify both the new moon and Yoga, like the Ramban says. So like, how would he understand? We do that according to, kind of, that's similar to where we do that according to months. You know, we are like that. So how would he... That seems fundamentally different than Shabbos in the case, where Shabbos is inherently every 7 days, whereas kind of these other things are, I'll say, more human to him.
Right. So I think that's, you're really just kind of emphasizing the chiddush of the Ramban, right? Kind of like what we were discussing before, that even when something is intrinsically kadosh, there is still an idea that we need to add an element of kedusha or a man-made kedusha to it. Are you asking what, like, practical difference does that make?
Or
what?
Like, why would you then need it the other way? Like, why would you need this kedusha on Yom? Because that's man-made.
The kiddush on Yovel is the the 50th year,
but
it's not intrinsically kadosh though.
Yovel's not intrinsically. What? Like, how do you know? Like, why would it not? Like, the Torah uses,
right? That it's kadosh. Right, but the Torah tells us v'kidashtem ishnas hachamishim shana. So it's not like from very creation that Hashem set aside the 50th year, right? In fact, the 50th year didn't even apply until we reached the land, right? So, yeah, Scott.
I don't understand Rav Schechter's point about the Sukkah of Luach. So we know it's coming on the 15th day of the month, or whatever it is, the Yom Tov is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yom Shabbat is coming out on the 7th day of the week. The Rabban still says we have to be Mekadosh it.
Right.
So why is that any different than Yom Tov? We still have to be Mekadosh it, even though we know what day is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Same way we know what day Shabbat is coming. I understand that, yes, we're Mekadosh it Kodesh. Right, so therefore, we're going to know what time is going to come. We have 7 days of the week.
Mm-hmm.
That is intrinsic from the beginning of the year. So we know when it's going to come. But we still have to be Mekadosh it.
Right. So I thought that what he was saying was that it's not tied so much to the fact that we know when it's going to come, but rather that because we sanctify the month, that already registers as a our initiative in sanctifying the Yontif. So the sanctification of the month is parallel to our saying Kiddush on Shabbos, basically.
But even though it's not beginning on the Yontif itself?
Right, even though it's not tied to the Yontif. Yeah. And I guess it must be connected to Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazman. Like, we reference the fact that we were Mekadesh the Chodesh when we celebrate the Yontif. Yeah.
Yeah, I think even more than that. Like, if Kiddush HaChodesh didn't give Kedusha to the Yontif as a part of it, the Yontif wouldn't have Kedusha.
Right.
That's what gives the Yontif. The whole fact that it's Kedush is through the Kiddush HaChodesh, Ramelo, when they sanctify that when Chazal, when the basin would be sanctified, mm-hmm. that Kodesh, that's what created Kedusha for the 15th of that month.
Right. But Scott's point is it still stands in that it's an interesting thing to think about. Meaning, I think the argument is correct, but Scott's point is still strong in that if the Ramban thinks that you have to sanctify a specific day, right? So in Achinami, that our sanctification of the month allows, it facilitates the sanctity of the Yom Tov. But is that tantamount to sanctifying the actual Yom Tov? Scott's saying that that's a jump, which he's right. But at the same time, we seem to assume that jump. I want to point out one other thing in Rav Schachter's piece, just because it's such a beautiful, beautiful, just chiddush, and it shows his sharpness. Not that he needs me to speak about it, but so the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, which is the Mitzvah of Kiddush, he asks a very interesting question. He says the Gemara in Pesachim Adav Kuf Yud Zayin has a link, a Gzeira Shava, between two words of Zachor in the Torah. Zachor is from Hashabbos Takadsho, Zachor for Kiddush on Shabbos, and Leman Tizkor as Yom Tzeischa Me'aretz Mitzrayim Kol Yimei Chayecha. Supposed to remember the leaving of Mitzrayim. And from that link, the Gemara derives that we're supposed to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim as part of Kiddush. Says the Minchas Chinuch, according to the Rambam, that Havdalah is part of the Mitzvah of Kiddush, why don't we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah? That's the Minchas Chinuch's question. If mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim comes for this connection between Zachor and Leman Tizkor, and it's part of Kiddush, why not part of Havdalah? Yeah.
I mean, I said, where did the Rambam get this? If you're looking at the Gemara, where did the Rambam get Havdalah? So the Gemara doesn't say it. It says the Nigasa. If you're going to answer that question by saying potentially from another source, so then the answer to that question would be the Zahor connection is not.
It's only for Kiddush.
If you get right. Havdalah from Mafil Ben, Kodesh Holman, Tom of the Tar, whatever, so then that's not where the Limud from Zahor comes from.
Right.
That makes sense, you wouldn't mention.
But for the Rambam, we have to answer it. For the Rambam, he learns it from Zachor Samashah. He doesn't have another source for Havdalah. The Rambam.
Oh, I thought you were implying that maybe you did.
No. I was just saying that for your question is a good question, yeah. And that there are others who handle your question by saying that there are other sources. But the Rambam is definitely learning from Zachor Samashah B'Stakacho, and I was saying that he must be learning it as like a by virtue of, right? That once there's Kiddush, it must be the case that there's also Havdalah. That's what I was saying. Okay, so the Minchas Chinuch's question, you're right, doesn't stand for those who learn Havdalah from a different source, but if you learn it from Zachor Samashabas Takacho, so what are we going to do? So Schachter explains that why do we mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? So he says Yetzias Mitzrayim is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the power to be Mekadesh the month. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim. That's in Yetzias Mitzrayim. We reference Yetzias Mitzrayim as HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out and giving us the power of the entity of Klal Yisrael, that we are able to effect certain consequences in our halachic reality. So says Rosh Hashanah, you have to mention that in Kiddush, because Kiddush accomplishes that. But Havdalah, according to all, doesn't add sanctity. Havdalah certainly is just to place a barrier between Shabbos and the days that follow. So I don't have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Havdalah because it's of a different nature from of Kiddush. Kiddush, when I am appealing to the idea of investing sanctity, I also have to mention the historical event that put me in that place to be able to invest sanctity. That's Yetzias Mitzrayim. But for Havdalah, that whole notion is not relevant. Yeah.
Just say,
keeping, you know, things even that. It sounds, what Prashant was suggesting now, it sounds like it's based off what he was suggesting earlier, but what he was suggesting earlier really was in the Magi Mishnah, along with the Kabbalah and Ramban, that the purpose of the mitzvah is to invest Kedusha. But according to the Rambam, that wasn't the purpose in the first place.
So Rav Schachter assumes in his piece that the Rambam holds of both. You're asking a good question. Rav Schachter assumes that he holds of both. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. So Adkan for our discussion of those two approaches, and again, a number of interesting discussions that emerge from there. Kiddush and Havdalah, Kiddush and Yom Tov, whether you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. Let's get to another fascinating, just a little tidbit, as to what are the words that we actually have to say in order to fulfill the biblical commandment of Kiddush? The mitzvah d'oraisa, according to the Torah, how do we fulfill that obligation? So shout out to Scott. He said, if the title of the series is "It's Time to Say Good Shabbos," we got to talk about saying Good Shabbos. So that's exactly what we're going to talk about now. So the Rashba in source number 9, we're running a little bit late on time, but I won't read everything inside. The Rashba essentially says that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on Shabbos, you have to say words of praise that, again, that highlight the Kedusha, the sanctity of Shabbos. Whenever you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, you almost never have a specific text. Maybe, okay, for Mikra Bikurim, but you almost never have a specific text that you have to say for a mitzvah d'oraisa. There are a few exceptions, I'm not saying there are none, but davening, for example, right? So the Rambam counts tefillah as a mitzvah d'oraisa, but the text of davening comes way later than the Torah itself. For the Torah itself, according to the Rambam, say anything. You stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say Shevach, Bakasha, and Hoda'a, and you're done. You don't have to say all of the words that we have now. So too with Kiddush de'oraisa, says the Rashba, all you would have to do is say words of Shevach and Kedusha that accentuate the distinctiveness of Shabbos. Right. Yeah. Everybody. We'll discuss. We'll discuss in the weeks forward. Kiddush during the day being Derabbanan. For right now, we're discussing saying Kiddush once during Shabbos. Okay. So take a look at this, Rabbi Akiva Eger. This we'll read inside because it's wild. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger in source number 10. The gam lechora lav davka tefila. It's not only in tefila that one could be yotze Kiddush. Why could he be yotze in Kiddush and tefila? Because what do we say in Friday night Shmona Esrei? Vayichulu, right? You say Mekadesh HaShabbos. So, say some of the Achronim, some of the Poskim, that you can be Yotzei, Kiddush, and Tefillah. We'll discuss that a little bit more next week. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, not only that, Ela Dekol Shemazkir Shabbos. Anybody who just mentions that today is Shabbos. Ve'omer Shabbosa Tavosa says, good Shabbos, Gam Kein Yotzei. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you would also fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush. I heard that, so we're going to, again, Bez Hashem will discuss this next week. I'm sorry for saying that so much. But there is an interesting issue that we run into every Friday night. We pointed out that men and women are equally obligated in the mitzvah of Kiddush. According to the poskim, that one fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush in davening. So let's say, for argument's sake, that one's husband goes to Maariv, davens Maariv, and one's wife is at home. So when you come back to the table and you're all sitting down to your Friday night meal and you're about to say Kiddush, at that point, whose obligation is the Oraisa and whose is now only Midrabanan? The husband's is only Midrabanan and his wife's is the Oraisa. How could it be then that the husband can say Kiddush on behalf of his wife and also of his other children who were of Bar and Bas Mitzvah and were not at Davening, right? So that is the question of the Dagul Meiravava. We'll discuss that next week, Bez Hashem. I just want to mention now that I've heard that some people, they say that one's wife and other people who didn't have a chance to daven Maariv, they should say good Shabbos. And then according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, they fulfilled the mitzvah d'oraisa, and now everybody's on the same playing field. We're all only chayv midrabanan, and you totally avoid the question. So that's one way out. Although, I've heard of people who have such a practice. I don't know if it's on the books. I'll try to find it for you next week. But I think we generally don't accept the opinion of Rabbi Akiva Eiger that saying Good Shabbos would be sufficient. Although, take a look in source number 13, and again, thank you to Scott for inspiring me to look into some of this. So in source number 13, Shulchan Shlomo, which is Psakim of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, they quote that Rav Shlomo Zalman was careful not to say Good Shabbos on Erev Shabbos, because he didn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos so early and then not be able to, you know, do Malacha afterwards. So most people are not careful about that. And again, I think he even agreed. He was doing it as just like a chumrah in order to, in order to nod at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But again, fundamentally, I think we're not so concerned for Rabbi Akiva Eiger's opinion. But I do want to get back to what's the root of the debate between the Rashba and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? According to the Rashba, saying Good Shabbos is definitely not enough. You have to actually say words of praise, say words of greatness about Shabbos. Take a look at source number 12. The Bir Halacha says that he saw what Rabbi Akiva Eiger wrote, ulepele. He says it's a wonderment at the end of that line. Dehare haRambam kosav deba'inan zechira shevach v'kiddush. The Rambam said that we need words of praise and sanctification. The saying Good Shabbos is a very nice thing. It's an appropriate thing. But is that actually words of praise and kiddush? Says the Bir Halacha, no way. So what is the debate between Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Rambam? One possible, it's not saying that you can say this without question, but one possible explanation might be that this debate revolves around the two approaches that we discussed earlier. Perhaps, according to the Ramban, that what we're trying to do is be Mekadesh the day. So what does Beis Din say during the Yovel year? They don't start talking about the greatness of the Yovel year and all of its, all of its advantages and everything that it provides for us spiritually. They say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh. This year is sanctified. So perhaps, the Ramban could say that if you say, or Rabbi Akiva Eiger could say within the Ramban's approach, that if you say Good Shabbos, what you're saying is today is Shabbos. By saying today is Shabbos, you are now remarking on the sanctity of the day. One possibility, no? I'm open to rejoinder here.
I feel like if you want to make a minimum bar,
should at least be Mekudosh.
The word Kadosh Kiddush, something
has to be there. I hear. Yeah.
There's a difference in practice between being Mekabel Shabbos and being Mekadesh Shabbos. Right? Like, even if someone's on here, it's not talking about making kiddush.
Yeah, it's a strong point.
Right.
You could be Mekabel Shabbos by saying Harani Mekabel Alatmi Kiddush Shabbos, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. Right.
You're just like the Hilchos Brachos, basically. Like, when do we say bracha with the mitzvah? Should this not just be something that needs a bracha to actually be a mitzvah?
So the Prima Gaudim says that in source number 11, that it would need a bracha, but I don't think he's saying that because in order to fulfill a mitzvah, you always need a bracha. You almost never need a bracha. The only brachos to oraisa are benching, and maybe, according to the Ramban, Birkas HaTorah. But a bracha is almost never ma'akev. It's almost never, it never is necessary for the fulfillment of the mitzvah. I think what the Prima Gaudim has in mind, that you need to say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, I don't know, you could kind of explain it in either direction, according to both the Ramban and the Rambam. According to the Ramban, you would say what Ari was saying before. You have to say, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, because that's the way that we say, Mekudosh, Mekudosh, and Shabbos. Or you could explain, according to the Rambam, that you have to say a bracha, because a bracha is the optimal way to express praise for the day, right? So you could go in either direction, but he's saying it not because you need the bracha per se, but because the bracha is a way of doing what you need to do with the Kiddush. You know what I'm saying? Either way, I'm not sure how to explain Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It was a suggestion. But again, as I said, it's not bracha. Okay. We are running out of time. I will wrap up super quickly. I'm not going to go through all of the Maror Makomos here. But in sources number 14 through 19, you have a discussion as to whether the wine that's a part of Kiddush is also part of the mitzvah de Oraisa. Biblically, are we required to have wine for Kiddush? So there is a comment of the Miyuchas L'Rashi. We usually call it the Mefarish for those doing Daf Yomi, getting up to Nazir soon. Rashi on the side is not really Rashi. It's what we call the Mefarish. And he makes it clear that wine would be part of the mitzvah de Oraisa for Kiddush. Most of the other Rishonim disagree. Tosos on the spot disagrees. The Rambam disagrees. And the Mishneh Berurah paskins halacha lemaisa that the wine that we use for Kiddush is only Midr Rabbanan. So that's why I was saying before that if one's husband says Kiddush in davening, and according to some poskim is Yotze, he still has a chiyuv de Rabbanan to say Kiddush at home with a cup of wine, because that's the rabbinic obligation. According to the Mefarish and Nazir, it's even a mitzvah de Oraisa. What's the whole point of using wine for Kiddush? So there's really, you could take two approaches to this. One approach could be that one of the purposes of Kiddush is to frame the meal that you're having on Shabbos. We're going to discuss this more as we go forward when we talk about the halachos of Kiddush b'makom suda, having a Kiddush together with your Shabbos meal. So if you think that Kiddush is important in terms of framing the meal, we can understand why you would have to have that cup of wine over which you say the Kiddush, basically to say this is the trigger or the main part of my meal that I'm saying my Kiddush with. That's one approach. A second approach is to say as follows, and the Rashba points this out also. We have a principle in halacha called Ein Omrim Shira Ela Al Hayayim. We only say words of praise, words of song, with wine. Wine is an accompaniment to our praise. So I was thinking that, again, the Rambam holds Lemaisa. In practice, the Rambam holds that wine is only Midr Rabbanan. But how would we explain the position that wine is part of the mitzvah de'oraisa of Kiddush? How could you say that wine, that the Torah requires you to have wine? It said, Zachor es yom ha-shavas l'kadsho. Where did it mention anything about drinking? So I was thinking that if Zachor means that we're supposed to say words of praise, and in Omrim Shira Ela Al Hayayin is the reason for the wine, we could explain why wine is also part and parcel of that mitzvah de'oraisa. That was a suggestion that I wanted to make in terms of why you would need wine. It's just a one practical point to end off. There's an important bir halacha in source number 19, where the Mishneh Berurah tells us that whenever we have a mitzvah de'oraisa, we are more strict about the measurement of wine that we use for that mitzvah. So the amount of wine that we need for Kiddush is a revius. How do you measure a revius? So that's a machlokas between the Chazon Ish and Rav Moshe and Rav Chaim Noy. The Chazon Ish is always machmir about his measurements. He says that revius is 5 ounces. Others say it's only like 3.3 ounces. Makes a difference in terms of the size of your Kiddush cup. How big of a Kiddush cup do you need on Friday night? So the Mishneh Berurah says that whenever you have a mitzvah de oraisa, we try to be stringent about the amount of wine that we use. So therefore, on Friday night, many follow the Mishneh Berurah to try to have a larger cup that fills 5 ounces on Friday night, even though on Shabbos day, when the mitzvah is only Midr Rabbanan, they suffice with a lesser measure and have only like a 3 ounce cup. The same thing would go for eating matzah. Right, so the mitzvah de oraisa of matzah, we're going to be a little bit more stringent about the shiur. But I just wanted to mention that since the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night is a mitzvah de oraisa, so according to the Mishneh Berurah, we would want to go for the larger shiur. So what we saw tonight, two fundamental approaches to the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Ramban and the Rambam. The Ramban that we sanctify the day, the Rambam that we express the greatness of the day through the means of Kiddush. We discussed a number of discussions that emerge from that machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. Does the mitzvah of Kiddush include Avdalah? Does it apply to Yom Tov? Why do we have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim? Then we discussed two other side topics that also might be tangentially related to this machlokas. Number one, what are the words that you actually have to say? Do you have to say words of praise in order to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa? Or could Shabbos be enough, Rabbi Akiva Iger? And number two, is wine considered part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush? Some say yes, most say no. We argue that maybe for those who say yes, it's because Ein Omrim Shira Ela Al Hayayin. And we wrapped up with one halacha point that we try to be a little bit more stringent about the amount of wine that we use on Friday night. Have a good night, everybody.